Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 61 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Arlo Barnett.
We want to provide the benefits of housing in the most cost-effective way.
Moorhead State University says it will not increase rates for housing in the next academic year.
A man accused in killing a six-year-old in 2015 was sentenced today in Woodford County.
Kentucky State Police have released the name of a teen killed in Pike County.
The Kentucky Wired Project will break ground in Boyd County this summer.
The Rowan Fiscal Court has declined to accept a contract with a rescue group to take over the Tri-County Animal Shelter.
In sports, the Reds try for a second win against Atlanta tonight in Cincinnati.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Showers continue tonight with a low around 51. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Moorhead State University announced today that housing rates for the next academic year will not go up. The decision is tentative, but is expected to be accepted by the Board of Regents during its June meeting. Director of Student Housing Alan Rucker says housing rates across the state are widely different.
Some of our peer institutions in our state have newly built or newly remodeled buildings. Those buildings are going to be higher priced, but the ones that have older buildings that haven't been as recently remodeled as some of ours are, those are going to be lower priced. We are extremely competitive with our rates, if not a little bit under most.
The decision comes just a week after MSU announced a tuition freeze for the 2018-19 year. Rucker says the move show the university's commitment to providing an affordable education.
An Indiana man accused of fatally stabbing a six-year-old boy in Versailles has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. WKYT reports the lawyers representing Ronald Exantis admitted that the defendant stabbed Logan Tipton after breaking into the Tipton family's home in December of 2015, but they say it was the result of a psychotic episode. Last month, a jury in Woodford County found Exantis not guilty on charges of murder and burglary by reason of insanity. He was found guilty but mentally ill on charges of assault. Dean Tipton was injured in the assault that took his son's life. He says he's relieved the trial is coming to an end, but he doesn't want his son to be forgotten.
I look behind me and I see all these people here. They're not going to let it go unnoticed and undone. They're going to sit here and they'll fight with us every step of the way, and that makes me proud to be a Woodford Countyan.
Exantis was sentenced to 10 years for each of two second-degree assault charges and 1 year for fourth-degree assault, which will run concurrently.
Kentucky State Police have released the name of a Pike County man that died in a car accident. Police identified 17-year-old Dakota Compton, who was killed on the Regina Belter Highway when his car was struck by a commercial vehicle. Pike County Police believe the crash happened sometime Monday afternoon. No other injuries or fatalities occurred as a result of the crash.
It's been 2 years since the Roden family massacre in Pike County, Ohio, and still no arrests have been made. Eight members of the Roden family, including one teenage boy, were found shot execution style in four different homes in 2016. In a news conference held on the first anniversary of the murders, Pike Sheriff Charles Reeder told the public he's dedicated to seeing the investigation result in an arrest.
I think about this every morning, and it's the last thing I think about every night.
Despite one of the largest investigations in Ohio's history, police have still made no arrests. Investigators say they're keeping details to themselves to protect the probe. A $10,000 reward is still being offered for information leading to an arrest.
Painesville police say they've arrested a woman who attempted to pass off counterfeit money. 35-year-old Melissa Terry of Johnson County is now behind bars. Police say they were called to a gas station off of State Route 40 after a cashier received a suspicious bill. Terry later returned to the store and allegedly handed off another fake bill. She was arrested at that time. Store manager Ernie Davis says small business owners have to keep an eye out for fake bills.
Well, we lose merchandise. Whatever they attempted to purchase is really not purchased, so it's a loss to the business.
That sound is courtesy of EKB-TV. Investigators say both bills were labeled for motion picture use only. Terry is housed in the Big Sandy Regional Jail.
Construction crews for the Kentucky Wired Project in Boyd County will finally break ground this summer, WMKY's Kinsey Thompson reports.
The project was created to build a high-speed fiber optic network to connect all 120 Kentucky counties. However, there have been multiple setbacks and delays since construction was first announced in 2015. According to the Daily Independent, one reason for the delays was a lack of pole attachments or easement agreements when the state initially signed the contract. The project's $325 million cost estimate then spiked by millions of dollars. The Kentucky General Assembly passed a bill this month that allows up to $100 million in funding for the project over the next 2 years. The money is designated to pay back the cost of the setbacks and delays of the project. 90% of the project will be using existing telecom and electricity poles. Work will not be connecting fiber to homes or businesses. The underground work will only run throughout the cities near the government offices. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Kinsey Thompson.
Kentucky's child welfare system is in line for some big changes. The just-passed House Bill 1 will give new reforms to the system. It strengthens the support given to children suffering from neglect or abuse. Dr. Terry Brooks is the executive director of Kentucky Youth Advocates. Brooks says the sponsors behind the bill should be commended for their work.
Especially given the bifurcated and toxic environment in Frankfort in 2018, they exemplified that legislators can still work in a bipartisan way, that folks can find common ground and common sense solutions.
The new law will make the timelines for termination of parental rights tighter. It will also establish a child welfare oversight and advisory committee that focuses on refining the process of adoption and foster care.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is now helping push CIA Director Mike Pompeo's nomination for Secretary of State to the full Senate. In a series of tweets, the Kentucky Republican said after meeting with both President Trump and Pompeo, quote, "I have decided to support his nomination to be our next Secretary of State."
I have changed my mind. I've decided to go ahead and vote for Director Pompeo because he's assured me that he's learned the lesson. I do take him at his word that he does and has incorporated the idea that the Iraq War was a mistake.
Paul had previously been against Pompeo's nomination, saying he did not have the same vision as the president on foreign policy.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, keeping our community a safe and enjoyable place to live and work while moving forward in a progressive but responsible manner. County services include the detention center, road department, ambulance service, and animal control. In addition, funding for the airport, parks and recreation, economic development council, and other community organizations provided under the guidance by the elected officials of the Rowan County Fiscal Court.
Local officials have said no to a request by the group Saving the Animals of Rowan County to take over the management of the Tri-County Animal Shelter. Star representatives recently made that request, saying they believe the organization could better operate the facility. However, Rowan Judge Executive Walter Blevin says he and the fiscal court rejected that plan after being told by Shelter Board Chairman Scott Templeton of some plans for improving the agency. Blevin expects, however, for Star to make another run at the idea at a later date.
Of course, they still want the county to put in a certain amount of money, similar to what we put into it now, to help them run it. But they seem to think they could run it better. But there's some disagreement and argument about that. So at present time, I'd say we'll let the next judge and maybe the next court. We've got a new court coming in and a new judge that'll be coming in. We may just hold off and let them make that decision.
In November, voters in Rowan County will choose a replacement for Blevins, who is retiring. The makeup of the fiscal court will also change.
A Moorhead police official is excited about the prospects of having his department in a modern facility. Local officials are currently finalizing the acquisition of a site near downtown where they plan to build a $4 million structure for the MPD and the city's fire department. The police department is currently located in Moorhead's former post office building, which was built in the 1930s and has a number of structural problems. According to Captain Kyle Callahan, the combined police and fire station will be a major improvement for his department over its current home.
This is not laid out good for offices, for us.
parking, you know, of course, we are on Main Street, but parking is an issue. You know, we would like to have something where people who come in and need our services to come to the station can park and just be more user-friendly for really employees.
Callahan notes the new police and fire station will also have a shared training area for the two departments. The city wants to start construction on the project by the end of this year.
The completion date of the Martin County new high school has been pushed back. According to WYMT, the school is now projected to be finished in April of 2019 as opposed to later this year. The new school boasts a larger gymnasium, a new multi-purpose room, and an outside eating area for lunchtime. Construction manager Sean Nelson says that security is also a top priority for the new building.
Exit door is highly secured. There's cameras throughout this whole entire school. So I believe it has the latest 2018 technology in it.
Nelson remains optimistic about the construction timeline despite the delays, saying that good things come to those who wait.
The Moorhead Conference Center will host the 6th annual One Night About You Women's Health Conference. The event, sponsored by St. Clair Healthcare and UK Healthcare, will be held this Thursday from 4 to 8. Valerie Campbell, Director of Marketing and Public Relations at St. Clair, says the event is focused on women and women's health.
We provide health education. We do that by having St. Clair Healthcare and UK Healthcare providers who provide education in small groups, and then allows women to have one-on-one questions answered. We also provide free health screenings and lots of health informational booths.
Pre-registration is required online at www.stclair.org/one night. Admission is $5 per person.
A quick note about this evening down at the Conference Center, WMKY and WIVY will host a candidate forum in partnership with the downtown Moorhead area, and we will have all the candidates on live tonight at 7 p.m.
And turning to a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening region, tonight cloudy with showers overnight at a 50% chance of precipitation, lows around 51 degrees. Tomorrow it'll be cloudy with some possible showers early, about a 40% chance, and highs of 61 degrees. Tomorrow night we'll see the rain go away to partly cloudy skies and lows around 50. On Thursday, we'll see cloudy skies, highs around 65, getting down to around 43 that night. And on Friday, partly cloudy, highs around 58 and down to around 42 degrees on Friday night. It's currently sitting at 56 degrees in Ashland. It's 58 right now in Inez, as well as in Winchester. It's 57 in Lexington and 61 degrees here in the campus of Moorhead State University.
Moorhead State University has completed its second beach volleyball season. On our feature segment today, WMKY's Tilden Johnson has that story.
MSU is finishing the state of Kentucky's first intercollegiate beach volleyball season. The group is headed by Eagles regular volleyball coach Jamie Gordon, who recognized the significance of that achievement when they played their season opening match.
A tremendous experience for our players to have something that historic that they had the opportunity to be a part of, and the fact that we were doing it here at Moorhead State, I think just made it a very special event for everybody involved.
Gordon says while beach volleyball is new to sports fans in the region, his team is getting plenty of support.
Yeah, I mean, we had an outstanding, crowd and event that we were able to put on, even within the volleyball community. It's gotten a lot of attention that we've added beach, that we are the first institution within the state of Kentucky, and only Division I institution within Ohio and Indiana as well, and Illinois. So, we're kind of on the leading edge and figuring it out as we go along.
The veteran MSU bench boss admits the new sport has his players going through a learning curve.
These are different sports. The skill set required to be successful at beach volleyball is quite different. And so we've got a team of players that have you know, competed their entire life on the indoor side, and now doing some transitioning out to the beach. And they've done a fantastic job, but there's definitely a pretty extensive learning curve.
There are many things about beach volleyball that make it different from regular volleyball, not just that it's played outside on sand.
In indoor, you can be a lot more specialized positionally. On the beach, you really have to have a very well-rounded game. Obviously, the surfaces are very different. Even techniques of jumping and how you move within the sand is incredibly different from on the court.
However, Gordon notes that beach volleyball is similar to most other outdoor sports.
It's no different than any of our other outdoor sports, whether it be baseball or soccer or football. When it's cold outside and it's rainy, you get out there.
While the roster of Morehead State's beach volleyball team currently consists of players on the fall volleyball squad, Gordon hopes to change that before next season.
Next upcoming year, we will have our first recruiting class of beach-only players. So these are individuals that have, really focusing their athletic careers on beach volleyball from a training and competition standpoint. So I think the experience level coming in will complement the things that our current players have been doing as far as learning and getting better.
Meanwhile, Gordon remains hopeful for the future of his young beach volleyball program.
We're looking at each day as an opportunity to get better and find new ways to compete. So, I really look now at the as we make the final push of finishing off this season just a good opportunity to showcase what our players have been improving upon, what they've been committed to learning, and hopefully get out there and get some wins.
For WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
It's 4:47 and 60 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. Coming to you from the Larry Netherton studio here in Breckenridge Hall, I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Arlo Barnett, and we're so glad to have you with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main, next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Morehead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream, and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday. Catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
The Reds go for two. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Cincinnati Reds will bid for another victory over Atlanta when they host the Braves again at 6:40. Scott Schebler had a homer, a single, and three RBIs in pacing the Reds to a 10-4 win over their guests last night at Great American Ballpark. Second baseman Scooter Jeanette hopes that Schebler's game-tying two-run blast is a sign that the Reds' bats are starting to heat up.
I think it was nice getting that home run to get us going, but we need to be there in the first inning, and have that energy, have that that positive vibe going on, and I think we got a taste of it today, and I think we'll run with it.
Last night's 10-run outing marked only the second time in 15 games the Reds have scored more than four runs. Schebler's homer was Cincinnati's first since April the 15th. The Morehead State baseball team is looking forward to a major challenge. MSU will be in Lexington tomorrow at 6:30 to face Kentucky. Coach Mike McGuire expects the Eagles to be fired up and taking on the 14th-ranked Wildcats.
Yeah, the guys will be excited to go play it. It's a fun game. You get to challenge yourself against, one of the top teams in the country. At the same time, the games that, I'm thinking about are the ones next weekend at Eastern Illinois.
While Morehead has a 25-16 record, UK is 26-14. The Cats lost two of three weekend games to Florida. The Morehead State softball team is dealing with more scheduling changes. The Eagles' doubleheader scheduled for today at Murray State has been postponed to May the 1st at University Field here in Morehead. Those games will now serve as the Eagles' final home games of the season. Also, tomorrow's game at Kentucky has been canceled and will not be made up. The Eagles visit Jacksonville State and Tennessee Tech this Saturday and Sunday for OVC action. The 2018 Moorhead Youth Little League Baseball season gets started this Saturday with a special ceremony. Saturday will be Justin Graham opening day to honor the late Graham, who passed away last week after a battle with cancer. A parade on Main Street will kick off the day at 9:45 that morning, with Justin's parents Charlie and Lydia Graham throwing out the first pitch at 11:15. The community is encouraged to attend the events. The University of Kentucky basketball program has announced a special summer trip. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has details.
As part of the NCAA foreign trip rule that allows basketball programs to take a preseason trip every 4 academic years, the Kentucky basketball team will be visiting the Bahamas for 4 games in August. The 8-day trip runs from August 6th through the 13th and will match the Wildcats up with 4 professional teams, including the Bahamas national team. UK visited the Bahamas as part of its last foreign trips prior to the 2014-15 season that saw Kentucky go 38-1. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
Meanwhile, point guard Quade Green has announced that he's returning to Kentucky for his sophomore season. Multiple reports last week suggested Green was exploring transfer options, with LaSalle being a likely landing spot. Green joins Nick Richards as the only other freshman from last year's Kentucky team to announce they're returning to school for a second season. In the NBA tonight, the Celtics and Bucks will break their series tie in Boston for Game 5 at 7 o'clock. Celtics point guard Marcus Smart has been cleared to play in the game by the team doctors, but head coach Brad Stevens says that doesn't necessarily mean he'll take the floor.
You know, one thing, he hasn't played in a month and a half, so he's really excited to play. But at the same time, we'll see how he feels. Again, we're not going to – if he's got any lingering effects at all after going a 2-on-2 or a 3-on-3 here in an hour or so, then we won't play him.
In the second game at 8, the Philadelphia 76ers will look to close out its series against the Heat at home. But Sixers head coach Brett Brown warns his young team they have to be ready to face the desperation Miami will play with.
They're going to live in a really isolated, sort of zoomed-in world of let's just win a game. We won a game the last time we were here and just come home and figure it out. And, you know, you can see it. And when you study, like, 3-1 series, and I have all weekend, you know, you see different things that, you know, you're mindful of.
In the nightcap, the Golden State Warriors will look to knock off the San Antonio Spurs at home, up 3-1 in that series. That game tips off at 10:30. A member of the Moorhead State football team is excited about the prospects for its defense next season. Freshman cornerback C.J. Austin, who had an interception in Saturday's blue-white scrimmage, believes MSU's defensive unit improved a great deal during spring practices, and he set some lofty goals for that group in the 2018 campaign.
I want to be number one on passing defense and rushing defense. I know we got a lot of work to do before we get to that, but for now I want to be able to have fun, impact the games, turnovers, hits, anything we can do.
The MSU football team's 2018 schedule starts on August the 30th at Eastern Kentucky. Cincinnati Bengals running back Joe Mixon says he'll be watching this year's NFL draft, which starts Thursday in Arlington, Texas. The former Oklahoma star was the Bengals' second-round pick in last year's draft and notes he wants to see how things shake out for some of his former Sooner teammates and has some draft day advice for them.
Really, just the ones that ask me, just tell them stay busy, because it's definitely a long process during the day. And for the most part, just stay active. Get your mind off of it, and then when you get the call, that's when it's going to come.
In his first year with the Bengals, Mixon rushed for 626 yards, also catching 30 passes. He scored 4 touchdowns. Finally, in sports, with the Kentucky Derby coming up, the Todd squad arrived Monday in Louisville. Here's Paul Miles.
Trainer Todd Pletcher's 4 Kentucky Derby horses made it safely to Louisville after a flight from South Florida. They are Florida Derby winner Audible, undefeated Arkansas Derby champion Magnum Moon, Louisiana Derby winner Noble Indy, and Wood Memorial victor Vino Rosso. Exercise rider Nick Bush traveled with the horses.
So it's a relief, yeah, because, you know, you know, from flying and all that, you want them to travel well, you want them to do good, you know, and it's a big step, you know, just to get them here safe.
Also making the trip to Kentucky is Todd Pletcher's 2017 Kentucky Derby winner, Always Dreaming. I'm Paul Miles.
That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Baseball welcomes Jacksonville State May 4th, 5th, and 6th, and Western Carolina on Wednesday, May 16th. Tickets and information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386, online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell sharply, giving up earlier gains as investors worried about rising interest rates and reacted to comments on conference calls from several bellwether companies, including Caterpillar, that hinted economic growth may slow down later in the year. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 424.56 at 24,024.13. The S&P 500 was down 35.73 at 2634.56. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 121.25 at 7,007.35. Caterpillar reported earnings and revenue that beat expectations, which sent the stock higher initially, but the industrial giant's shares rolled over later in the day, falling almost 7%. Caterpillar's CFO said during a conference call that the company's outlook assumed that the first quarter would be the, quote, high watermark for the year. 3M reported quarterly earnings that met analyst expectations, but the stock dropped almost 7% after the company lowered its full-year profit forecast. Google parent Alphabet topped bottom-line estimates, but its stock declined more than 4.5%. Investors kept an eye on the bond market, with the 10-year note yield trading at its highest level since January 2014. The yield broke above the key 3% level, which is a psychological level for the markets, and this for the first time in more than 4 years. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.8%, finishing at $67.86 a barrel. Gold was up 0.625% at $1,332.80 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were pretty much flat on the day, with the Stock 600 index down less than 0.1%. In Asia, stocks were strong, with the Nikkei average up 0.7% and the Shanghai Composite up almost 2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were Verizon and GE, while your worst performers were 3M and Caterpillar. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Cadence Design Systems and Fifth Third, while the worst performers were Freeport-McMoRan and Insight. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down $1.26 at $68.46, CSX down $1.15 at $59.19, Marathon Petroleum down 8 cents at $79.77, Fifth Third Bank up $1.32 at $33.25, AK Steel up 2 cents at $4.70, and Anthem was down $2.10 to finish at $225.10. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 30 years. The Center for Gifted Studies is now accepting applications for middle and high school summer camps, including the 35th Annual Advanced Placement Summer Institute, June 25th through 29th. More information at 270-745-6323 or online at wku.edu/gifted.
Taking one more look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening region. Tonight, a 50% chance of rain, lows around 51 degrees. Tomorrow, we'll see a 40% chance of rain in the morning, tapering off later in the day with highs around 61. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows around 44. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with highs again in the mid-60s, that night into the mid-40s. And on Friday, at the end of this week, partly cloudy skies, highs around 66, down around 43 at night. And we'll see mid-60s temperatures and mostly sunny skies on Saturday. It's currently 61 in Moorhead.
A quick reminder that tonight at the Rowan County, at the Moorhead Conference Center, rather, we'll have a candidate forum. That's at 7 p.m. We'll also air that event here live on WMKY, WIVY, 96.3 FM. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Brian Courtney, Sean Delaney, Kenzie Thompson, Chaz Jenkins, Jacob Lindberg, Peyton Stewart, Kyle Blankenbuehler, and Braxton Howard. Hilliard Lyons Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Tilden Johnson. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BHI Nez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Arlo Barnett and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.